I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, hello everybody. Hello David, lovely to see you.
Hello Brian.
Lettuce.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful to be here in your presence.
And hello Finn, thank you so much for turning up this
right.
Sunday after. It's a lovely summer fete we're at.
Loving it.
Whereabouts are we in the county?
We are at the Yorkshire Dales, surrounded by green hills, cows and sheep and rams, and obviously fete stalls.
There's a fete in a farm.
Yes. In the countryside, in Yorkshire, the north of Britain.
Yes. We're on a lovely little picnic table right in the centre of the fete. There's stalls to our right. There's the burger vans and whatnot.
Absolutely.
There's games to be played. You can hear children in the background. It's a lovely summer's day. Thanks so much, like I said, Finn, for turning up. Get to know Finn, David.
Finn, thank you for your presence.
That's all right.
First off, do you enjoy summer fetes? Is this your usual sort of locale?
Kind of usual.
Usual.
Yes.
You see a Queen's speech.
Yeah, no, I dig a summer fete, yeah. We used to play at Aunt Sally.
Goodness me, what Aunt
Sally? Used to play at Aunt Sally.
Yeah. That's, you know Aunt Sally.
What?
It involved coconuts.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Coconuts.
Coconuts. Aunt Sally. I didn't realise it was called Aunt Sally, the coconut game.
How did you guess that?
All I could think, I just thought summer fates, coconuts, and just went for a lottery ticket swipe, and I won.
Swipe? Is that how it's done now?
That's how you do it. You just got to go for a swipe in life, like
oysters.
A cat getting a fish out of the ponds. It's damp poor type of thing. Just go for it, people.
So, when was the last time you went to a summer fete, David?
I haven't gone to a summer fete since being a Cub Scout in the early 90s in Port Slade.
Cool. And have you been to a... I don't know why we're banging on about summer fetes, but we will do for the next minute. Well, when was the last time you went to a summer?
Well, I'm not sure I've been to a... I don't know, I grew up in quite a twee village, so... But they have a carnival, so that's more...
Where did
that's quite impressive.
It's called Ensham. It's in Witney, which is David Cameron's constituency.
Right up his street.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not, but I think, you know, it's a nice part of the British Isles type of thing.
You're always bringing up David Cameron on every episode, yes?
Without expecting it, I certainly don't go on the bus thinking, oh, I'd better bring up old DC at some point, but he does seem to wander out my lips at some point. I don't know why... But I guess politics is the fabric of life. And he was steering the boat at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But now it's Theresa who's in charge of the rudder. but you're right, politics do come up, and you want to avoid that with friends, especially during a summer fete.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing more apolitical, I find.
Yes,
than a summer
definitely.
Fete.
Forget about Cameron, you know, and Theresa and whatnot, and let's just enjoy a baguette.
Okay. Oh, cool, sexy boys. I am Charles. Would you like a cream dip whilst you have your chat? Cool, sexy boys.
Would we like a cream egg whilst we have our chat?
Ooh, yes, please. A cream egg will go down very nice.
Cream egg?
Cream tea.
Cream tea?
A cream tea, yes.
Oh, that'd be very sophisticated.
Would you like a cream tea, Finn?
Yeah, please.
Yeah?
Yeah, please, definitely. A few strawberries, maybe.
Cool. Okay, I've got...
Strawbs.
Strawbs,
absolutely.
I've got a question for David. Earliest childhood memory?
Earliest childhood memory, I remember having a tantrum. I don't know why, you know, it was over... I don't know why it's my earliest memory. It was over a friend had come over from school and they had damaged a Star Wars toy vehicle, a Millennium Falcon. And they got Yoda's head trapped in the battery compartment on the side of the Millennium. And it just pushed me into an absolute rage. And then I just remember waking up like Robinson Crusoe on a desert island, but I was just, you know, in the middle of the lounge because I'd gone into such a rage. I think I just OD'd and just sort of...
What?
I don't know. I used to have like these almost Hulk-like kind of experiences of having toddler tantrums where I almost sort of blacked out. You know, I was in such a kind of...
Really? How old were you?
I was about, I'd say about 3 or 4 sort of age. And I had to wake up with a headache and like, oh, what was that about? Like Jekyll and Hyde sort of thing. And Mother would be like, oh, we put the Millennium Falcon away, David. Roy's gone, you know, back with his parents. It's all right, you know.
Who was Roy?
Roy would be my friend at that period of my life growing
Roy.
Up. Roy? I think
what, a four-year-old Roy?
Well, Roy's have got to be Roy at some point. It's all the way through from the vagina, well, from the mother to the grave type of thing, without being too graphic.
Roy.
Roy, yeah, Roy. Christopher
I like,
Grace is one, Roy.
From the vagina to the grave.
Roy the boy.
Roy the boy.
A linear passage that we wander through.
From the vagina to the grave.
Absolutely. Everyone's wandering along that. Doesn't matter if it's along a football pitch or you know, along a train station. That's the two areas we're moving towards.
I wonder what that's about.
I'm not either. It's a metaphor lost.
So where's Roy now? Have you been in touch with Roy recently?
Every now and then, my mother gets a Christmas card from his mother, and I do know that Roy has two children, and he was connected, involved with car insurance, but I don't know if that is the case at the moment. But he has two children. The dizzy heights of car insurance was a bit sarcastic there. I don't know why. I think you always are with school friends, aren't you?
Your daddy knows Roy, aren't you?
Yeah, it doesn't take much, does it? It's like, oh, you think you're all good, sort of thing. You ruined my name, Falcon, and now you've wandered off and made loads of big bucks out of insuring cars. But it's a case of, I don't know what he's up to now. Good luck to you, Roy, wherever you are, buddy. If you listen to this podcast. It's almost like I was expecting a reply there, wasn't it? It was a bit odd. Not going to happen.
So you
here is your cream tea, gentlemen.
Ah!
Help yourself into scone and whatnot. And,
thanks, mate.
Thank you very much.
Get involved.
So...
Oh, sorry, David, I have spilt it all over you.
Oh, that's quite hot. Yeah, and it will leave a stain on my chinos, Charles. I'm not being rude, but that was slightly unpleasant, but we'll move on. I don't think it will leave a scar, but it's slightly hot.
So, do you still get angry, David?
Not to the extent that I'll black out and suddenly wake up with, like, you know, salty cheeks from my tears. But I think everyone has anger moments.
Have you ever sworn at someone?
Oh, I'm sure. Definitely, I think it goes without saying.
Oh, dear. Do that again.
I'm sure that's happened, without a doubt. That volcano, that inner Pompeii, you know...
Can we imagine someone's walked up to our picnic table here and give you a volley of abuse? And can you... Can have a go at him to swear the F word and whatnot.
Hello, cunt.
Hello, cunt. So there we go.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Charles, because that's immediately crossing the verbal line of gentlemanly.
I just want to see you just fucking have a go at someone.
Right, you've crossed the line. You're taking the bloody SHIT.
No, not all that SHIT. Just fucking, I want to hear you swear.
Right, this is it. The Bombay doors have opened. Fuck off, all right? You've done it now. You pressed my bloody buttons, you made me look stupid.
No, not bloody or shit. I want to hear you swear, David.
Piss off, you big fucking vacuum cleaner piece of lanky shit, piece of piss, rolling into the gutters of hell and Satan. Your mother's a fucking horse with massive fuck off bastard hooves. You can fuck off. Sorry, Brian. Too much. When you let that tap go, it just
It really does flow.
It does flow. It's like poetry, but you know, it's not as sophisticated.
Have you got any questions for David?
Yeah. Could you, because this is a podcast, could you describe your ethnic background using 4 words and then why for each word?
Okay, no, that's a very good question. I think everyone should be asked to do that before getting on a plane these days. No, that's inappropriate. We'll have to get rid of that. That's too much. So jokes aside... Sorry?
Can you stop touching
No, I apologise. I've been
doing all that
potentially xenophobic, potentially homoerotic.
The benefit of the listeners at home, David keeps touching my chair.
Absolutely, yeah. It's 1 centimetre away from you, that's why. No, I'm joking.
So what's your first word?
I'd leap straight in my Speedos into the ethnic swimming pool and just say white. I've still got 3 more words to go.
Yeah.
My ethnicity, where I come from. White, West Sussex. White West Sussex, proud. White West Sussex and proud. I'm white. I come from West Sussex. That's my part of the crib. And I'm bloody proud of it. Let me on the plane. No fear. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I guess my ethnicity isn't that much of an interesting melting pot. Maybe it is. Maybe if I spat into a jar and we got some scientists to actually analyse it.
Could I see you spit into a jar?
By all means, if you want to gaze upon that, my fluids, as they leave my mouth into some china.
Okay, well, there's a jar.
Here we go. Let me just moisten the old flute, cockney for throat.
Just spit into the jar.
Bit of saliva chain there, sorry. I've got a strawberry spill on me from Charles as well. Now I'm dribbling like a bloody baby.
Good.
Yeah, all right, Charles. I'm a bloody robo-giggle there in the background. It's the short circuit. There we go. There's some fluids in their saliva that can be DNA checked, and we can look at my ethnicity. There might be a few Vikings knocking around in there, or...
Let me take that.
Thank you, Charles.
Take it to the lab, please. Charles, come back with some readings. Or maybe some, you never know, some ethnicities that I don't even know are there. Some samurais, perhaps.
I will analyse it.
Yeah,
please do.
Take the jar of spittle away.
Who do you reckon, what side of the family would the samurais be on?
I reckon easily my father.
And
he's never hit me.
Jim Edwards.
He's never actually hit me, but he definitely brings his hand up.
Has he never hit you?
He's never hit me, but he's certainly threatened.
And how would he threaten you?
He would bring his hand up like this and cast a shadow over my face. And but he would do it in the style of a samurai. You know, it's like, blimey, is that a karate chop to the Adam's apple, or is that going to be like a slap around the cheek? Like
Did
a mum
ever hit you?
No, she verbally hit me with insults, which leave psychological bruises a lot worse than physical ones. But she'd never actually put me in a headlock or anything like that.
Expect her to put you in a
headlock. No, absolutely. I don't know why I even verbalised that. That was inappropriate. We had good Christmases. We had a lot of fun in between the odds.
The results are in, just says Bolivian.
Bolivian.
There
it is. The results are in, and it just says Bolivian.
Where is Bolivian? Bolivia.
Where is Bolivia?
Geographical
exactly.
Background.
South America.
Yes.
South America, that's not bad. So Latino background. I'm quite pale when you think I've got a lot of Latinos sort of wandering through my veins.
Why don't you get to know Finn, David, instead of just
You're quite
spouting
right.
bollocks all the
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, you are quite right, Brian. Let's get to know
stop
Finn.
Stop touching my chair.
I'll stop touching your chair. I'll stop verbalising bollocks and let's focus on Finn. And I'd like to say, what are your passions? Let's really break it down. What are your passions in life? What keeps you going, gets you up in the morning?
I make my own hot sauces.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we had to hear that, didn't you?
Yeah. That's hot very sauces. Interesting.
I give them satirical names.
Oh, really? What like?
Chilk Hot Report.
The Chilk Hot Report.
Chilk Hot.
Fantastic. That'd be very...
quite spicy.
Dinner party. What other ones? What other satirical ones? Quite spicy, don't they?
Article 50. Once you've had that, that's it. Done. Dead.
There's a whole restaurant chain that could go with this. This sort of political banter alongside the hot sauce.
Open up a
garnishes.
Open up a sort of one of these fates.
Yeah, open a little stall.
Yeah,
hot
definitely.
Sauces.
Sort of political chitter chatter alongside.
What would
some,
you call the stall, David? If you went into business with Finn.
Political hot pots.
You just spat for me.
Oh, sorry, I apologise. I keep doing that. I did it on the train earlier with a conductor. I apologise, sorry. Political, I think this is a political, it's a word. Political hot pots, something like hot political...
Hot potato?
Hot, that's a hot political potato. Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, they haven't got potatoes in them, though.
That's the only problem. This is why you always need brainstorming before you attend something like Dragon's Den, some kind of proper sales pitch. It would be hot tortilla. Do you do tortilla chips?
Stop pointing.
Sorry, I keep pointing. It's, I'm trying to... I think there's a definite economic future in taking politics and hot food and marrying them.
I'm just going to make the sauces rather than the bases for the sauce. You see what I mean?
Right, okay.
So you provide your own food.
Yes, that's not a problem. I'll bring my food along.
What food would you dip into his sauce?
I would bring along a bowl of tortilla chips, I think. That would be the sort of thing you put sauce on, isn't it? Or a hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay, hot dog.
You put some cheese and some chili con carne on top of the nachos.
Yes.
Tortilla chips. And then put a bit of... I've got the third tower. That'd be quite good for you.
Third Tower, is that a 9/11?
Yeah. That's got its own bit of sub-genre of the sources that are all 9/11.
Thing. Oh, blimey. So what other 9/11 sources are there?
Inside Job.
Oh, right, that's a film.
That's just what it was.
That's what it was. And is the source called an inside job?
Are you into conspiracy theories, David?
Certain conspiracy theories. Some of them are ridiculous, but some of them, I think, I do raise the left eyebrow in a Roger Moore manner and think, there's something about that, there's something afoot. I think, you know, for instance, you know...
Something afoot is quite a mild source of mine.
You got one
is it really?
Something afoot.
Yeah. Something afoot. I'll have a something afoot with my tortillas, please.
Sort of a fruity base.
I think what works really well with this is how it's a great trampoline. And I keep using that word for some reason, but a great trampoline into political chitter-chatter. Mm. It immediately sparks the front neurons. You think, oh, yeah, David Cameron, what's he up to with the NHS or Theresa May? It immediately makes you think, oh, I'm snacking on my tortilla chips. You know, every...
Political chitter-chatter.
Political chitter-chatter, that's it, Charles.
First date, because you've got nothing... You can easily establish common ground.
And also, understanding
a source.
Totally, I think you're completely right there. Mm. And also, if she's politically in line with you, with her ideological beliefs.
Yeah.
You know, so number one, all right, erotically, we might have a spark here, but, you know, are you Corbyn or May?
Exactly. Are you Trident Renewal, one of the sources?
Yeah, oh, really?
Or are you... are you trickle-down economics?
This has really got future. I'd literally get a written copyright. This is going to be on a podcast, mate. And people are going to be hearing.
Say mate.
Sorry, I'm trying to be sort of... I'm showing off
it's
again,
a little
Brian.
Bit disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. I'm trying to show off and I'm trying to break the kind of male mate ice.
The mate ice.
Say mate in a bloody...
We should do it haste. There's to Finlay's sources.
So sorry?
We should do it haste. There's to Finlay's sources.
Oh, you should see a sort. I need to eradicate that from my vocabulary.
Really hard.
It's only turning up today. I know, it's gone a bit camp.
What did you say, Charles?
We should try some of Finn's sauces.
We should try some of Finn's sauces.
Please.
Have you got some sauces on you, Finn? He's got a bag of sauces on him.
Red bon enemy.
Well, let's. I've got a breadstick.
Bingo.
So I'll break some bread up. There's some bread up
for you. Oh, lovely. I'm feeding the ducks.
So sorry, Charles.
David has to guess them.
Ah, David has to guess the sauce. This is a cracking game, at the fate.
This is brilliant. Look at them.
Okay, so we've got three pots of sauces in front of us.
Yeah. Right.
There's a little crust of bread.
At ready, at will.
We dip into this one first.
Okay. Thank you, Finn. There we go. So I'll pop that in. Okay, just popping it in now, listeners. Lovely sauce, got a lovely texture and a lovely odour. Just going to put it in my mouth and then begin chew with my teeth. Oh, it's hot, I'll give you that. And there's a whole canagery of tastes wandering around cocktail of tastes.
A canagery?
Leaping around my mouth right now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of politics are you getting from it?
Very right wing.
Hard right, yeah.
Hard right, not a Nazi, but certainly there's a clear line between we want to keep the nuclear bomb, you know, and we're going to keep our finger not on the red button, but certainly near it.
Yeah.
So what's the source called?
Get rid of the NHS. Very right wing. I wanted that to have more of a flow to it. Ooh. So something NHS.
No, it's got nothing to do with it's named after a person.
Oh, it's got to be a person it's named after.
This particular source.
Oh, this put right. Okay,
it's
sorry. Okay.
If you think of the person, then you'll get the name.
John Major. Nice. Majorly nice. That's a John Majorly nice dip. Do you like some John Majorly nice? Doesn't work. Sorry, Finn. This is why you're the entrepreneur. You're the Zuckerberg of spice dips. I'm Dave Edwards. I'm just chewing on it.
Finn, do you fancy just having a quick go at, was it Aunt Sally?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
so, sure. So there's 50p,
lovely.
Mate.
And,
okay.
Yeah, so, there you go, so.
Ooh. Oh, like an assassin, he's done it.
He's done it in one go, isn't he? Amazing. David, do you want to have a go?
Please do. Do you mind me telling me one go? Thank you, Finn.
For the benefit of the listeners, though, David's about to throw the second ball at the coconut.
Here we go. Just deep breaths. And
Finn got his in one. Let's see what
so
David
he did.
Does.
Let's. There we go.
Missed.
Did miss. I feel slightly castrated in front of my two gentlemen friend there. Sort of missing the coconut. It's not what you want. It's a bit of a blemish on the afternoon, but I'll march on.
Okay, I've got a question from a listener, David. When was the last time you lied, and what was the lie? That's from at Amazing Miss B. When was the last time you lied, and what was the lie?
Well, in actual fact, the last time I lied links to what you said earlier. When was the last time I actually swore at somebody? And it was to...
Was this the road rage?
It wasn't road rage.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. It's not a problem. Road rage is on my history, and I need to just embrace it and forget it and move on. But there was a situation with a train conductor a few months back, and we had a falling out over something, I can't remember, and I said under my breath, you bloody want to think that, mate. And he said, what did you say? I said, nothing. He said, you said something. And I said, nothing, I didn't say anything. You said, you're saying something then. I didn't say anything. And I had said something under my breath, and it was a lie, basically. I basically verbally cussed him under my breath. It was very hot, we were in a train. So the last time I swore at someone, I lied that I had actually done that under my breath.
And could you pretend to cuss someone under your breath again, but using the F word? I just like hearing you swear.
You want to fucking watch it, mate, or I'll fucking come and get you, buddy. Just you.
Don't be silly. Just
absolutely. No, okay. Fuck off, pal.
Not pal or buddy.
No, I always have to,
You always have to
nicen it at the end. Just see it through, Dave. Fuck off. It's there, I've done it. They're not going to come for my birthday party now, aren't they?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
All right, Charles, everyone's getting involved.
Could you and Charles have a... Fuck off. Could you and Charles have a little...
Fuck off, Charles, and I mean it now. Please.
Fuck right off.
So, well, you're going to have to fuck off first, pal, because I started it. So, fuck you go, please.
Fuck right off. Jupiter's head.
Jupiter's head? Well, I'll fucking leap off Saturn's head and, give you a fucking...
You
pass. Two around the cheeks. Sorry?
It's got weird, isn't it?
Yes, we've lost our way. It's not a problem, though. That's what it's all about, male bands.
Exactly. You have ups and downs on podcasts.
That absolutely. This is a down, but what can
I'm
we have...
I'm going to smash your guts in.
And I'm going to bloody grab out your
not
circuit
bloody.
Wire.
It's either fuck or nothing.
Okay, fuck or nothing. I'm going to fucking grab your circuit wire and drag it out like the insides of a dead cat on the side of the road. It's lost its way now, Brian. I apologise.
Okay.
That's X-rated.
Do you want to ask Finn the golden question? We allow David a golden question each episode, so he can ask the guests a golden question.
Sorry about the robotic verbal abuse. Let's move on, Finn. That was a dark area we entered there, but it's behind us. Here's a golden question, full of light and hope. Who's your favourite, mother or father?
Sorry.
What?
You mean, which of my parents do I prefer?
Yes.
Are you really asking that question?
Or do you mean which parent in the world do I
like? No, which... Now I've asked
it's a
it.
Funny
now
old
it's
question.
It's a funny old question. I think now it's quite an intense one, and it's got to be
why
said.
Why are you so full of hope? Have you got them both? You're making me choose.
I know it's...
Who's your favourite mother?
I wish... It's like, anything in life. I wish this was on a computer screen and I could just hit delete.
Do you know what? Back at you, David.
Back at ya.
Yeah, who's your favourite? So we're going to end the golden question there. Unless you want to answer it, Phil.
It's quite right, Phil. Now it's been asked to me. I feel very peculiar.
I just feel sort of responsible.
You're quite right.
I feel they bring different roles to parenting and that together they make a very good hot whole
team.
I mean, his hot sauces aren't just political. His domestic questioning skills are also top-notch, aren't they? It's got to be said, you could have been elected then, doing that. It's very well-balanced.
Mm.
They have got their own roles. I think he's right.
What is a mother's role? That's a question for you.
A mother's role is to make sure...
It's a beat. He doesn't miss a beat.
No, he doesn't. You're quite right.
No, you don't miss a beat.
No, but I think that question was vital.
We're all pointing at one another.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It's like dodging now. What's a mother's role?
What is a mother's role? Has that role been fulfilled? Do I feel that I've been 100% mothered now I'm out in the streets of Britain as an adult?
Halfway to the grave from the vagina.
Absolutely. Saying goodbye as it's casting a shadow over my head. You are quite right. What is the role of a mother? It's to make the individual feel secure and to make sure they are a central Trevor, who was in a previous episode. I don't mean Trevor, the generic bloke who fixes cars. Trevor Locke, the comedian, who we spoke to in an episode in an old people's home. Right. Then you'd find very... he's been well-mothered. He's very central. He's very focused. He's like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. You wouldn't mess around with him.
So Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon's had a good mother.
He has. Trevor has.
Okay, but Mel
he's
Gibson,
a men to watch.
Mel Gibson after Lethal Weapon. Would you say his mother responsible for Mel Gibson post Lethal Weapon?
Not the actor.
The character. Right.
Okay, the actor went on to abuse his wife, which is, I imagine, links to really bad mother issues, and said the Auschwitz didn't happen, or his dad said it, or whatever.
Hey, I
don't know, absolutely, we're going into a muddy political train here. Might be good for your hot sauces.
Holocaust denial is the hottest it gets.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, you're quite right. Have you got a word for that, for hot sauce?
Holocaust denial, the sauce, is, it's
absolutely.
Well, it's the second one there, so try it, David.
Really?
No, you don't.
No, you're quite right. You're quite right.
By the way,
absolutely.
The one you tried was called Watergate. You didn't.
Oh, very nice. It had a 70s tang to it. I know that campness needs to be sorted out. We'll have to iron that out before I go back on the streets of Britain. Not that it's wrong with being camp. So I like it.
What's a father's role then? So a mother's role is to kind of gravity, really.
Gravity, absolutely. Well
keeping
done.
Keeping your feet to the floor.
Which Trevor and Mel Gibson's character in Lethal Weapon, and someone could add whose name was at the bottom of the comments page. I don't know. But you are right, it's just gravity, basically.
And the father's role?
The father's role is to give you a bit of pluck, a bit of a masculine, you know, put some hairs in those testicles. I don't mind saying, Brian, it's something you've got. I mean, I'm not talking about your pubic hair. I mean testicles in a purely metaphorical manner. No one's seen anyone naked in this room. You know, we've all kept our fabrics on. But it's very much a case of a bit of you know, a bit of kind of like a bit of like spit in the gutter, watch your back, mate. You know, don't say that about my wife type of thing. A bit of
spunk.
Yeah, well done. Gravity from the mother, spunk from the father. Abracadabra, you've got a well-balanced human taking us into the next generation.
Yeah.
There's a plan there. You know, you see two men on the streets of Britain, men with plans who make hot sauce as political names, and men with dreams. Who are just, you know, oh, I don't know, I'm going to make some hot sauces. What's it called then, pal? I don't know, it's just going to have a chicken on the front.
Very aggressive, you know. David.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
So here's a follow-up question.
Sorry, Brian, that was aggressive, I apologise.
Given that a mother's role is gravity.
Yes.
And a father's role is spunk, what do you feel about same-sex parenting?
Well, that's a very good question. Once again, getting very political. No, it's not political, it's just a question, Dave. You know, for crying out loud. I don't have to get on your bloody hind horse about it. It's not the NHS. It's just two women or two men.
Yeah, so apparently you can have too much gravity or too much spunk.
Too much gravity or too much spunk. Well, so that means, you know, a lesbian relationship will be very much like being on the moon. You know, it's a case of you're going to need something to weigh it down in some way to create that balance.
Well, no, it'd be the opposite, wouldn't it? It'd be like being on Mars. Because there's too much gravity. You'd be squashed.
Yes, you're completely right, Finn. Well done. You'd be great as a political advisor. You'd be completely squashed.
Two gay fathers would be like being on the moon, but you're covered in jizz as well.
Absolutely. It'd just be a complete jizz marathon disaster. You wouldn't know where you are. You would just... Yeah. It'd smell like a butcher's shop. It'd be horrific.
A butcher's shop?
Yeah, just, you know, that smell it brings off. You know, chemicals, that sort of, you know, that have come from the loin area. Basically, it would be a real handful, but, you know... Good luck to them. I think, you know, the metaphors that we've described sound like quite a tricky, you know, coordination. You know, you're either in like, you've got like a spunk marathon on your hands, or you're...
Spunk marathon?
Marathon, where it's just like an endless...
I have been asked if you three would like to judge the cucumber competition of
fate.
Oh! Yes, please.
That would be absolute... I'd absolutely love that. So, are you going to bring the cucumbers over?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are we judging them on?
Texture, size, I think, and there's much water in there.
Weight.
Okay.
So it's not much we can judge them on, but it's fairly objective.
Height.
Height and weight.
Weight and height.
Well, the cucumber, which has been grown by the local farmers.
Okay. And smell.
And smell.
Ah, odour.
And weight, height and smell.
The three altars that you must kneel
upon. There's a few more. I'm pretty sure there are a few more.
When it comes to cucumbers.
Yeah, what are the other...
Texture, colour.
Bend, I think just bend.
Bend is very important. Bend. Do you want a bend in your cucumber?
Can you hear those children playing over there?
Oh, it's like
isn't
a bar.
It lovely.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah, it's nothing red.
So sorry.
Lambs.
Greenness.
Greenness.
Brave. Here is cucumber number one.
Ah,
cucumber is very, very, very heavy.
Casting a mighty shadow.
Oh, that's
our faces.
A big old cucumber.
And it's green.
Okay,
it
so I'll just stick it on the scales.
Look at that.
Three stone.
It's a three stone cucumber.
That is the weight of a 4-year-old toddler or a German Shepherd dog. And that's a hell of a lot, isn't it?
What colour would you say it was, Finn?
I'd say it was a pungent green.
It's a pungent green.
Mm.
Length, David?
Length, you're looking at about a foot and a half. That is a big cucumber. It would feed a large family.
A foot and a half and 3 stone. That's a big old...
That is a hell of a cucumber. I mean, you could use it as a weapon and then, you know, eat it type of thing. You could use that. That would be good for a survival course.
David, it might sound a bit weird. Could you draw a face on that cucumber and then start hugging it?
Absolutely, quite happy to do that. Give it some kind of human emotion. I'm going to give it some eyes. Its eyebrows are going to be slightly high, so it's going to look shocked. Small little nose with a dimple on the side, and then like a quite a cocky smile to the side, to the left, like he should be on a Harley Davidson. I'm going to place him on my lap, like he's my child.
Could you breastfeed it?
And I will open the first two of my buttons, and my right nipple is now out for the rams and the children to see. And I'll place a cucumber towards my nipple and sucking now milk goodness from my male breasts.
Hello, I am a cucumber. You like this?
It's got a voice. It's come to life. It's like Pinocchio, version of cucumbers.
It's Bolivian, isn't it?
It does. It's almost as though it's sipping out the DNA. It's working out my background.
Let's listen to what she's got to say.
Tasty milk.
Tasty milk. Well, thank you very much. I mean, no one's ever drunk my milk before, so I wasn't sure what kind of beverage I'd produce. But to get solid reviews is very nice of you.
Natasha Dimitriou milked you last time.
She did actually. I have been milked before.
Don't let go of the cucumber.
Absolutely.
I have a go on your other nipple?
Could you have a go on your other nipple?
If you must, that's fair enough, viewers. I'm now putting the cucumber over, the female cucumber onto the other side, to my left nipple. And,
yummy,
there you go, and suckle away, please. I don't know how much is there.
But,
yummy.
But I have been milked in a previous podcast, you're quite right. There's a lot there.
Cucumber number two. Wow, it's tiny.
And got, very small.
Got a fucking hope.
But it's very dense, look at that weight.
It is dense. How much does it weigh?
4 stone.
4 stone, and yet it's no bigger than my thumb.
The science is very peculiar, but if you say 4 stone...
David?
It's me. It's very small. It's kind of like a sushi cucumber, isn't it? You put on top of a sushi roll or something. But 4 stone, I'd be worried about putting that in my stomach because it wouldn't take up much room in my stomach, but it would almost weigh me down, you know, which is the motherly role of gravity, which I think this cucumber doesn't have.
Now, the person who grew that cucumber is a lovely lady.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
That was a bit... Sorry.
But she's over there now. She's looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit bashful now, not as confident, am I?
And I think she's on her way, so at some point...
Oh, gosh, I wasn't ready. I wasn't expecting this.
There'll be a lady with us.
Might be warned beforehand via email if females are going to be approaching.
Have you got a girlfriend?
Not at the moment. That, you'd like to meet Vagina 2.0 before the grave, but that hasn't arrived, so that's, you know, being sorted. I don't worry, there's a plan there. I need to just work out my version of hot sauces and just...
Hello there, blonde bombshell.
Woo! That's out of the blue. I need to get rid of that bizarre ooh noise I keep making. We need to edit that out from my brain. But anyway, enough about me. How are you? Sorry,
I really fancy you.
God, straight to business. You really fancy me? Goodness. Well, thank you for the compliment. I'd like to compliment on you on your cucumber. It's small,
big
but...
Big time.
You'd like to fancy me in time. Well, that's a more realistic...
Big time, you said I fancy
big time.
You.
Goodness me, here we go.
Compliment a cucumber.
Your cucumber is a small stature, but very weighty, and it's got a very dark green to it. I'm going to look forward to be munching on it very soon, getting it on the old canines, the old teeth.
Let her talk.
Quite right, be the gentleman.
What star sign are you?
Oh, interesting question.
Vaguely.
Vaguely, but you've got to keep things going. It's a date. Oh, I feel nervous. I'm surrounded by rams, similar to my star sign. I'm an Aries. Are they rams? That is right, isn't it?
Can I shake your hand?
By all means. And I'm glad that you did that. You should go straight in for a kiss. I prefer taking things slowly. There we go. 2 palms together. Yours is quite sweaty. I suppose you've been growing cucumbers, so it's understandable. You've been in a greenhouse all day. Finn, would you like to... It's not all about me. To have a chat with the cucumber lady.
We should fuck round the back of the marquee.
We should fuck round the back of the marquee.
I think you're busy with it.
David, go and fuck around the back of the marquee.
Do you know, I don't want to. I know it sounds a bit, like, naughty, but, you know, I've only just met her. I'm getting to know Finn. I don't know if, you know...
Don't let me stop you.
Come and fuck me round the back of the marquee.
Listen, I'm not being aggressive, but you country people can regress David, very quickly after a few ales.
David,
sorry, that's too much, Finn.
Do you know
I apologize.
What? I want you to go and do your business around the back of the marquee. We'll take a break.
Come and fuck me round the back of the marquee.
Too much.
So you
I
go,
need this.
Too much.
She needs it.
Too early.
If you take her around the back of the marquee, we'll put a little interlude in, a little bit of music.
Right.
Then we'll come back and we'll ask you how it went.
Well, so, I can't promise you anything, brief. But...
Have a debrief.
Have
so
a debrief.
Off you go around the back of the marquee. Okay, we're back again. How was...
I told you I didn't think
how
it was
long has he been gone, Finn, by the way?
Good hour.
Good hour? He's been gone a good hour. God, dear.
Well, I think 45 minutes, I just had to wander into the dales and be, you know, and just spend some time with the sheep because...
So what happened?
It was just... It was messy, really. There was no love involved whatsoever. There was loads of gravity and spunk, as we mentioned earlier. That was everywhere. But there was no love. There was no relationship.
That was everywhere.
Well, you know, when you just frolic around behind a garden shed or wherever it was, wherever she led me.
Marquee.
I apologise. We're a marquee. It's a summer fete. You know your location, Dave. And it was just a case of it just, you know, there was no love. There was no poetry. Do you know what I mean, Flynn? I mean, is that the ultimate?
Flynn.
I've just had sex, mate. You know, I've just come from the rigours of intercourse. I'm exhausted. Sorry. I apologise.
Rigorous intercourse.
I'm exhausted. It's like sports fitness times 10, you know. Do you know what I mean? That's the ultimate source in life.
What happened around the back of the... What happened?
I was used. Simple as that.
Just what happened, though?
Basically, I was aroused like a machine, not like a loving man. And I was just used like a tool, like a spanner in a box. Like DIY needed to do. She needed an itch to be scratched, and I was used like a stick to itch it. You know, there was no sense of how you're doing, how are those apples, sir, you know?
Cucumbers.
How are those cucumbers? There was no inter-chat beforehand. It was
did
just...
Did anyone spot you at it?
Yes, they did.
Who?
I don't know, but I heard laughing, and I felt shadows and
adults
someone breathing.
Adults or children?
Adults and children. It was children laughing at the beginning, and I said, I'll bloody get you if you don't sod off.
So people were watching, yes?
Yeah, people watching for a very short period of time. Then after a while, it went from dark comedy just into tragedy, and they left. People have got very short attention spans these days. It's the YouTube culture, isn't it? They look the next
here
thing
is
to amuse
them. Cucumber number three.
let's move on. Let's move on, thank God.
Well, this one is absolutely enormous. How tall would you say this one was?
Ben, what do you think? You're talking about third tower.
That's a good 10 feet.
It's a 10-foot cucumber we're looking
at. Health and safety-wise, that would...
Weirdly, it's incredibly light. I'm balancing it on my finger.
The science does not work out whatsoever. Do you know what this could do? This could be very good for Mel... Oh, you're going to have to help me with the word, Brian. Melmatrusted? People who haven't ate properly. What is it? Finn, help me out here, pal, brother in arm.
Malnourished?
Malnourished. There we go. Trebon enemy. Malnourished. This is why you bring your bloody bro men along when you come up against the theorist, a vocab hurdle. Basically, malnourished nations of the world, we can bring in these large 10-foot cucumbers that weigh nothing, drop them out of a plane, and they could all run along in their little tribes or whatever they are and just eat on the cucumber. I apologise, Brian. Move on.
Have you got any more questions?
Yeah.
Or...
Apologies. Let's move on to more.
In four words and why, it's time.
Okay.
Describe your
absolutely
sexual orientation.
Four words and why. Sorry, just... it was an unexpected intercourse session. It's unbalanced me a bit.
Four words and why.
Sexual orientation. What if that happens?
And why?
Oh, is it six or four?
It's four and why.
Oh, what if that happened? Three. As in the case of, you know, maybe 10 years ago, I'd have been really like, oh, you know, straight as a bloody snooker cue. You know, something like that.
What do you mean?
I'd have been a bit, like, cocky about it.
About what?
My sexual orientation. I'd have been very much like, I'm hetero, man, high five. And I think I am at the moment, but who knows what the future might bring? Who knows? Right. You know, anything could happen. Sexual orientation is like water, it's fluid. Or it's like Play-Doh or bread.
Look, this episode's gone off the rails, yes?
I apologise.
Not your fault. You never know where it's going to take us, these crazy episodes. But what I'm looking at in the distance there is about 50 yards away. It's a big old pot-bellied farmer.
Oh, yes.
And he's looking at you, Dave.
There he, yeah, he's giving me a stare. I know that stare well.
So what if that happened?
What if he came over? Well, he's coming over now. So Christ knows what he's going to ask you.
Oh, I don't like these farmer interactions. I always do very poorly. It's like mechanics when they fix your car.
He's got his dog with him.
Yorkshire Terrier, nice breed though. Give him that.
He's coming over, and obviously you've just mentioned, you know, what if that happens?
Well, I wouldn't want to do a what if with him. He's a middle-aged man.
Well, we'll see, because he's just on his way over. So at some point he's wearing a nice little flat cap.
Well, he's not my type, though, is he? I'm not going
to... As he gets closer, his belly's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
At some point, he's going to talk to you, David.
Hello, farmer man.
He's not here yet.
Hello there, boy.
Here we go.
Is it true you are fucking people round the back of the marquee?
No, that's a complete myth.
No, it's not.
Well, there was one woman who I shared some milk with, and she took that as a lead on... And it was an unpleasant memory, which I'm going to have to live with to the grave.
I am up for it.
I'm up for it.
Well, I'm not up for it. So there you go. I've already had one poorly constructed intercourse.
Well, it's a summer fete and everyone's in a good mood. So I think you turning him down might bring the mood down a bit. Okay, reckon, so get to know him, ask him a couple of questions, then go back around the back of the marquee.
Could I have a small amount of alcohol beforehand? Is that possible? Just a bit of ale, or just something just to numb the mind, just a little. Well, I don't want to ruin the party.
Well, but... Have some more of a
scrumpy.
Yes, just some alcohol, just some
scrumpy
alcohol.
Fumpy.
Some of that Holocaust denial sauce again. That'll really.
I think that'll wake me up. I'll remember the whole thing. I want to deaden my brain, not waking
it
up.
Wake you up, mate. It definitely deludes you, that sauce.
Right, okay, there we go. Once again, very political. Yeah. He's not stupid, this one in the corner, an old thing.
Some scrumpy before pumpy.
Yeah, I'll be up for some scrumpy, definitely, please.
Before pumpy.
I don't know about the pumpy quite yet. Let's just focus on the scrumpy.
What's your name, Farmer?
Biff.
Biff.
Ah, American name. You a fan of the Back to the Future franchise? 3 films. I thought the third one was a bit of a letdown. Bit of foreplay, Biff, beforehand. Do you like films?
No.
Oh, there we go. That's the end of that one.
What's the dog's name, Biff?
What's the dog's name?
Roy.
Similar to my... I had a friend I grew up called Roy.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
Biff and Roy.
Car insurance.
Biff and Roy, yeah. Did car insurance. You're quite right.
And on the back of the marquee with Biff and Roy. That's his own podcast, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I'm not sure if I want to go, Brian. I know it might ruin the day.
Farmer Biff, would you like to go round the back of the marquee with David?
Love to.
Oh, okay. So, fill me and Finn in. What are you going to do behind the back of the marquee?
Rub my bottom.
Right.
Okay, rub his bottom, and who knows where it will take you. So, David, again, if you go around the back of the marquee, we'll have a brief interlude, then we'll come back and we'll see what happens.
Well, I'll see you later, Finn, yeah?
Just see you, mate.
Right, cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, you're back again. How long has he been away?
Oh, good. Well, it's night time now, isn't it?
It's night time, so 2 or 3 hours you were behind that marquee. What happened?
Once again, I think a good... about 2 hours and a half of just me sort of walking around the dales, just trying to get rid of the...
What actually happens?
He just penetrated me, basically. It's just as simple as that. I was just kind of used like a sort of jukebox just to play different tunes to his liking. None of them were in my area of musical tastes, but that wasn't interesting.
What actually happened? So if I was watching it, what?
It was just male flesh.
No, none of this sort of poetry. What would I be looking at?
What you'd just be looking at is just one man riding another. The man on top of the man on all fours in a meditative moment of bliss, enjoying himself. Biff in bliss, and Dave in the dungeons of hell. Simple as that.
So,
on all fours like a creature, like his Yorkshire Terrier.
So what was
Roy.
He
so
what,
me and Roy were just looking doing? At each other, shaking our heads, just thinking, yeah, Biff's enjoying himself, isn't he? So, and just thinking, someone promised me some scrumpy. I didn't get that. But I got this instead. Lovely.
Having said that and knowing what you know now, then what would you change your sexual orientation description?
Not if Biff's involved, no. And if Roy's in the room as well, not for an udder. I just stay where I... But in actual fact, the heterosexual experience earlier, I'm questioning the whole bloody thing. You know, the whole sexuality thing. You know, what would you become? Asexual?
Do you know, I feel terrible because I feel like I've created this scenario.
No. Brian, you invite me to the fates. Quite rightly, if you say no to a game, it ruins the whole pace.
So who is the winner of the cucumber competition?
So who, Finn? Finn, you can choose. Who is the winner? Is it Farmer Biff? Is it the lovely lady who you...
Milking.
The milking, or the breastfeeding.
The breast woman.
Which?
What's the prize? Is it another round with Dave?
No, yeah. I won't be doing that. I really am.
No, David, yes, that's the prize.
Quite right, let's not ruin the mood.
I think it's Biff, then.
It's Biff. Well, it's been a lovely fate, yes?
Oh, it's been an eye-opener, it really has been.
Is there any one more little thing? We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Anything you want to ask David, Finn?
You look like a man...
Oh, yes.
...who knows his national insurance number off by heart, but could you recite it backwards?
OK. I know it's JP at the front. I've fallen out of that one. The National Insurance Challenge, I failed at. Can you, any of you, do it? I don't think I'd be able to. I bet Biff couldn't bloody do it. I'm being a bit rude to Biff there. I apologise. It's not up to you. It was just I think everyone lost their head.
It has been a great day.
I'm sure it has been.
About each other.
Too much, mate. We've learnt too much about each other. We can never go back. That's the problem.
I thought, last minute, David, we've got the World's Strongest Man game where you... whack the doodah and the thing goes up and hits the bell. Do you want to have a go?
Wonderful. Someone hand me a hammer.
OK, so there's a big hammer.
Finn, thank you very much.
So I'm going to have a countdown from 10 to 1. You give it a whack. Let's see if you hit the bell, yes?
Yes, please.
Thank you so much for joining us, Finn.
Lovely, thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Here we go, people.
5, 4,
let's give it a go.
3, 2, 1.
Have some of that.
Aw. That's a shame.
No, not ideal. Sorry about that.
Oh, dear.
Bit sniggering behind it. There we are. Very nice.